All right, there we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is another edition of the Real Interfaith Dialogue here on Blog Talk Radio and the Global Patriot Radio Network. And, of course, here on the StreamYard, we are known as the Cross and the Crescent Discussion Group. And it is, today is just a beautiful day. I mean, the sun is shining. It's warmer. We know spring is here. Summer's around the corner, and the birds are chirping, but unfortunately the pollen is flying, so that's causing me to have a runny nose. So if I sniffle a lot today, I do apologize. It's not intentional. I went and grabbed a Allegra D right before the show, so I don't have this, but if I do, I apologize. Okay. Today we're going to explore the topic, once again, we often do here on Cross and Crescent Discussion Group, is why somebody should convert. Why should I become a Muslim? What reasons are there for me to become a Muslim? Or, more importantly, the main focus of this show is why should somebody become a Christian that is a Muslim? So it's kind of a two-way street here, kind of a what was that guy named? Qutb, Sayyid Qutb, where he talks about a bridge, and the bridge is just actually being one way. But here it's a two-way street. We're going to try to have a conversation from the Muslim perspective and the Christian perspective. Now, I think it was last Tuesday or maybe the Tuesday before, we had a review of a debate that our friend Chris Claus had with, and I don't want to butcher his name and mispronounce it, but he tells us just call him Muji. Is that okay, sir?
Just call him Muji. Everybody call him Muji.
Okay, because I remember when I was stationed in Italy, I worked with the Carabinieri, and the Carabinieri, of course, they speak Italian because why? Well, they're from Italy, duh. They would always mispronounce my name. They could not figure out that the I was. Anyway, so when they did that, I didn't take any offense to it, and I hope Muji doesn't take any offense to us mispronouncing his name, because it's not intentional. It's just that.
No, don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. As a matter of fact, we did have a guy though. That's right, because Isa Kieber was able to point out that your name has its origins in Persia, is a Persian name, or is an Iranian name. Is that right, or am I wrong on that? Muji is.
Yeah.
Where are the origins of your name? You don't have to tell us if you don't want to. I mean, that's...
No, it's an Arabic name, but yes, I'm Iranian, but the name, origin of this name is Arabic, is from Islam.
Okay. Okay, so when we were critiquing your debate between you and Chris, I'll tell you, the main focus of the debate was really... the performance of who Chris was actually debating. Was it you or was it the moderator? And the moderator of that debate actually got on a YouTube channel. He wasn't too pleased with what our impressions were of that. But with that said, I'm just going to leave that alone. But what we want to do is we want to hear why should we want to practice Islam? Why should we want to accept Islam? Now, if you had something prepared right now, Muji, that would be great. If yeah. not, we could just start the dialogue. Or how do you want to work this?
I can start. First of all, I would like to say hello to everybody and peace and love to everybody. I'm here because what I heard from your show last time, it was quite not so friendly. I would like to be on my brothers and sisters. As you believe, Jesus is born in love one another. So the way you were calling me stupid and ignorant and all these things was not so nice, because I have had debate with Trinity Channel. After several debates, they loved my idea. They loved me. They were calling me rather mean, but unfortunately. You were very much humiliating me, but the thing is that I would like to say that if I say smoking is wrong and somebody doesn't understand me and still continue to smoke, it's not that I'm stupid, it's not my fault, that person didn't understand my point. Unfortunately, Brother Priest was not listening to me, he was even closing his eyes last time I was explaining. I have to explain that I am former atheist, because at the age of 25, I started to prove that God doesn't exist after many years because of lack of knowledge. But I converted to Islam. I didn't convert it because I found out that God exists, and I have a requirement, okay? You say why somebody should convert to Islam and why somebody should convert to Christianity. This is a very good question, okay? I say that I will not follow a useless God. For example, I don't want to humiliate somebody's religion, but a God which is made by stone or wood for me is a useless God. So, Almighty God who has created the entire universe, he have had an aim to that he created us. So we have to know why he created us. It is not just you Chris, brothers, sisters, Christian, brother Chris, who don't understand me. 99% of you, at least 99% of my fellow Muslims don't understand me either. They say that, God has created us just because he wants us to worship him. Now I say that this God is selfish. If you just describe God like this, that he just created us to worship him, and leave us with all these problems we are facing on this planet, then this God is a selfish God, all right? I converted to Islam because I found that this God has tried to guide us, has tried to solve our problems in the past. He sent us prophets not to say, hey, I'm here, worship me. He sent prophets to us, to guide us, to say that this is wrong, this is right. Why? Because wrong make a terrible life for us. Stealing, killing, all these, corruption, all these things make a hell for other people. So God tried to guide us to a world where such a thing doesn't happen, that we will have a beautiful life, okay? So I say that God created us like animals, animals of the jungle. And we are living in a jungle, but a modern jungle. In this jungle, the strongest get the most, the weakest get the least, or nothing. Okay, so God tried to guide us to a human world where we live like humans, not like animals. And those who live and die like human beings help one another, love one another. And that beautiful sentence is not just like this, love one another. When you love someone, you have to care about them also. You have to share with others. Like this, you love one another. So someone who lives like human being and die like human being will be rewarded the heaven. The one who lives like animal and die like animal, like Adolf Hitler, like all these killers, they will go to hell, definitely. They have to be punished. And this is what God says. And so this is why I'm trying to say that God tried to warn us from the source of our problems, which is the Satan. Okay, in Abrahamic religion, they call that source the Satan. And now I would like to, open this Satan deeply to see what is the Satan in Christianity and what is the Satan in Islam. Okay.
What is hold on, Muji. Can you hold on just a second?
You are muted.
Yeah, Muji.
Yeah, hold on. Yes. Yeah, just.
So far,
I just.
Me and you
I'm sorry.
Our debate was, why should one accept Islam?
Yes.
Okay? So, in your whole 5 minutes or 4 minutes, whatever you just spoke, you did not give one evidence of what Islam does for a cure.
Okay.
Now, I would say in rebuttal,
all right,
because you said that the world is a jungle and we are like animals and things to this nature,
yes,
and you're right, because your Quran actually commanded that. Actually, when we read in the Muslim sources, right,
well, this is where I was confused.
The husband has sex with his wife as a plow goes into the dirt field. You can go to Surah chapter 2, verse 2-3, and it says, Your women are your fields, so go into your fields whichever way you would like. So, again, this world is like a jungle and we are animals, but your Allah is commanding Muslim men to be animals with their wives and to plow them how they feel needed, just like they're a field. Is this is this moral or is this immoral in your view?
Okay. Brother Chris, you have to know that certain verses of Quran is...
yeah, Muji, we're not going to beat around the bush. My question is, is this a moral command by your God, or is it an immoral command by your God?
I might say that that is not exactly how you read it. If you said,
okay, Muji, you go to Surah 2, verse 223, and read it right now for me.
I'll bring it
prove
up.
Prove that what I said was a lie, or answer my question.
Which verse was it?
I'm not letting you run off.
Which verse was it? 223, you said?
Yes, Surah 2, verse 223.
Yes, I have definitely read that that verse.
Is it immoral, or is it a moral command by your God?
Yeah, I just say that in the past, 1400 years ago, everything was different.
Whoa. I don't want you to lie on our show. Your Quran,
yes.
You Muslims believe it is a command for all times. So don't go back and be 1400 years ago because your Quran actually presents itself as being the revelation for all mankind for God's sake. So again, I'm asking you this question. Your Quran, in your Quran, in Surah 2, verse 223, states that you shall plow your wife whatever way you would like, just like you plow the fields. Is this a moral command by your God, or is it an immoral command by your God?
All right. Now, you allow me to respond, please, okay?
If you're going to respond to my actual question, and not in a way, because I won't let you lie on our show.
No, I'm not lying on your show, okay? I say that many Muslims say that it is not...
Which
Muslim
says that? Islam says that? Which sect of Islam?
Muji,
no,
read the screen right now. Adam, give me a second. Muji, read the screen. What does the verse say?
I know what the verse says, okay?
Okay, so now answer my question. Is it a moral command or an immoral command?
I said that it was in the past 1400 years ago. For example, slavery also...
Your Quran is for all times, Muji.
No.
Quit running away. Quran, when your Allah revealed it to Muhammad, he prescribed it for all of mankind, not for just Muhammad's time, so quit lying. Again, is this command by your God a moral command or an immoral command? Your answer.
Okay. Have you heard about abrogated verses of
Quran? Is this abrogated? You're lying.
No,
it's not abrogated.
Guys, let him answer it, and then we can discuss it.
Yes, some verses of Quran were abrogated in the past. Why? Because they were old.
That's fine. We can rebut that. Just let him finish his answer. Let him finish his answer, and we'll get to that.
Some verses were. I'm not saying that this verse is abrogated verse. Okay, I'm just saying that,
about this.
Okay, just a moment. I'm saying that when verses of Quran were abrogated, sometimes after few days during Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Okay, so those verses were old already after a few days. Now, some verses of Quran, but they were not abrogated during Prophet Muhammad, like slavery verses, okay? But today, every Muslim knows that these verses should be abrogated, okay? We are not acting upon it.
I want to ask you a question before you keep going.
Yeah.
Is there another prophet after Muhammad?
No prophet after Muhammad.
Okay, well, hold on here.
Yes.
So after Muhammad died, there can be no more abrogation without God commanding it to be abrogated. You can't abrogate God's command by yourself.
All right.
So quit lying and answer my question to this verse. Surah 2, verse 223, your God says that a man can go into his wife as he plows the field. Is that a moral command to you or an immoral command to you? Now, I want the answer.
Okay. I told you that even slavery verses are not moral, but it was 1,400 years ago.
Okay, so you're saying that this is an immoral command then, right?
It was because of those times.
And it still is today, right?
No, it's today. We are not, you don't follow slavery verses. Okay,
so you don't follow through a 223 anymore then, right?
No.
Okay, so you're not a Muslim. You don't adhere to all of your Quran.
No.
You're leaving Islam.
Okay, now I'll tell you something. Do you know something
you're
about...
You're a kafir.
No. Do you
nice little mushrik. Welcome.
No. Okay, listen to me. This is not nice, the way you debate, okay?
So give the reference. Which person? Ibn Kathir? Ibn Majah? Who said this verse is abrogated? Stop giving us your logic.
No,
we don't
I
care about your logic. Which?
Okay.
Which person?
I'm not here
which?
To fight.
Okay, no, we are not here to fight. We are not here to listen
fighting.
Stories.
Okay.
We are here to listen the rules, and the rules are Quran, Tafsir, Ahadith. Give the reference.
All right. Do you know what is ijtihad in Islam?
Ijtihad
okay.
does not happen on Quran. So
okay.
stop it.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Okay, Muji, we're trying to be very specific. We're trying to be very specific, okay? You were asked a specific question about, okay, is this verse moral? Then Chris asked you, okay, is Muhammad the last prophet of Islam? And you said yes. So if this verse is immoral and there is no other verses coming after this to abrogate or change this verse, then how can Allah be more a moral God if he's giving us an immoral verse that won't be changed because there's not supposed to be a prophet after? That's what – am I right on this, Adam? Or where did Chris go? Chris – okay. Okay, now please – okay, please square this circle for us. Let us
–
okay.
In Torah, it says an eye for eye. A tooth for a tooth, it is in Quran, okay? An ear for ear, okay? Is it moral to take someone's eye in the 21st century? Can I ask you this question?
So which verse of the Quran says that you cannot do that?
No, I'm asking Brother Eric. Brother Eric.
No, forget Eric. Which verse of the Quran says that you cannot do that right now? Which scholar says that you cannot do that?
Do what?
Sorry?
Do what? You cannot do what?
That you cannot do that. So, once again, okay, I'm going to leave like in 5 minutes, but I'm going to give three things to you because you started with such huge lies. Quran chapter number 51, verse number 56 said, Allah created jinns and the mankind for nothing except to worship him. You
okay.
first stated it's not true. So, you are going against Quran. Wait. Then in chapter number 5, verse number 51.
If he's going to continue like this, then I'll leave the debate, okay?
Okay, yes. I am leaving in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Listen to me first.
I was going to talk to Brother Chris. Okay?
Yeah,
you were going to just come and shut up. Okay?
I didn't say shut up, but I will. If you
okay, can. Adam, let's get the verses out there. Let's go. What verses?
Okay.
Oh, yes, you weren't here. And yes, I did say that. And I will say that again.
Okay,
because
but,
you
okay,
are...
Just a moment. Let me
Quran chapter number 5, number 51 says, do not take Christians and Jews as friends. And you said we are all brothers and sisters. You are saying against Quran.
Okay.
Then you said Quran chapter number 2, verse number 233 is abrogated. It is not.
Okay.
None of them. So now, you can...
Okay.
And now, yes, you are saying that it's all recorded.
I said
so,
that. No,
Brother
okay.
Eric, I think you can carry on with this guy.
Okay. I can answer all your questions. But, okay. Brother Eric, I ask you, okay, Brother Gugget Adam, is that moral to take someone's eye here in the 21st century like ISIS does Iran, the Iranian fascist regime does, despite it is set in Torah? But 2,500 years ago, Brother Eric, okay, if you took my eye, Brother Eric, you hear me, yes? Brother Eric?
I'm listening.
Hello?
I'm listening, yes. Go ahead.
If you took my eye, I would kill you with my tribe. We would come and kill your entire tribe, as many as we could, okay? So God came to this solution 3,500 years ago and 1,400 years ago in Quran as well. This, you know, an eye for an eye was a better alternative to what was before, okay? It was a step forward, like even for wives in Islam. Before Islam, men could marry as many as they could. They had power, okay? So Islam tried to limit it to four wives, and of course it put conditions that you cannot pass those conditions and you cannot marry more than one wife, okay? So these rules were for what was previous one, okay? What happened, what people were doing before that. So 1400 years ago, when women didn't have any rights, so Islam tried to get them some rights, like, you know, in front of God, they are absolutely equal. Everywhere in Quran, God says that they are equal in punishment, in reward, and everything. So now I would like to, because these are some discussion, I think that it takes us away from the main discussion that why I converted to Islam, okay? I didn't convert to Islam because of this verse or that verse, all right? I want to know the solution to our problems in 21st century. First, I say something about this abrogator verses. In Islam, we have a system called ijtihad. Okay, that ijtihad system is not because clerics, scholars, they come and read Quran for us. Quran is there, the verse, you can read it from the age. Yes, you can also read it. If it is just, everybody can read it, but it's ijtihad for. Ijtihad is for, to match the verses of Quran. For example, there is a verse in Quran, there are verses in Quran that say that how to fast, okay? You know that you have to fast from sunrise to sunset, all right? That verse of Quran is not working in Sweden anymore. So it has to be changed. Already from Arabia to Sweden, a verse has to be changed, has to be, fit to this region that we are living, because here in summer, 24 hours is, daylight. You cannot fast 24 hours, in months. Or in winter, it's 24 hours a night. You cannot fast at all. So what happens is jihad tells you what to do about these rules of Quran, all right? Is it, relevant today or not, all right? So ijtihad means that they have the power, all right? They have the power to say that, no, this verse is not working for today. The slavery verses are not working for today, all right? But this, ISIS, if you say, if Adam says that we have to follow everything, like ISIS says that we have to follow everything as it said 1400 years ago, then you will become like ISIS, all right? But we have to understand that the Quran, Islam gave us this system of ijtihad that we can to make these verses work for our area, for our time, and so on.
Okay, let me ask. Okay, I've been letting you go for quite a while here, and this is yeah. what I'm understanding from what you're saying. Even though at quoted Chris and Adam quoted verse 2:223. Okay,
yes.
Where it says that you can plow your wife like a field,
yes.
And there's other verses where 9:29 just comes to mind to me, or 98:6, which calls people like myself the worst of creatures. What you're saying is that those verses, even though they were not abrogated by the Quran. Society, societal changes in thinking, and if I'm wrong, you tell me where I'm wrong here. But from what I understand is you're saying that since societal changes have proven that to treat your wife like she's a tilth to plow, or to call somebody like me the worst of a creatures is not a good thing. That's not acceptable today. Am I correct on this?
Once again, please explain.
What you're saying is that society, cultures generally today,
yes.
frown on that type of thinking, as far as you don't want to You don't want to treat your wife like it says there, to go in there and plow her like a tilth,
yes,
or
yes,
to call people like myself the worst of creatures, somebody who commits shirk or somebody who associates partners with God, as we find in chapter 98.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that that's not acceptable to do, and since it's not culturally acceptable to do, then...
No, about shirk, okay? About shirk is that...
What? What did you just call that? What?
Shit.
Shit, as in crap?
Shit means that
associate
somebody with God. Shit. It is called shit. You said it now yourself.
Okay. All right. I'm okay. All right. Okay.
It is called shit. Associate somebody with God. In Quran is not one verse. Okay. It's a whole... text, okay, context. And the entire Quran, when you read everything, is that God guides us to light, okay, and Satan guides us to darkness, okay. So if you reject God's demand, all right, which is good deeds, avoid bad deeds, God says that I guide you to morality and Satan guides you to immorality, okay. So if you reject God's demand, yes, if you reject God's demand, then that's what made you the worst creature, okay? Not that, because in Quran, the Quran I know, okay? The Quran I understand, not ISIS, not Taliban, and so on, okay? The Quran I understand, and it is written, I can give you the verse that you as a Christian, even if you are atheist, okay, if you do good deeds, reject bad deeds. Even if the Quran says that if you do minor bad deeds and avoid major bad deeds, I will forgive your minor bad deeds, okay? So Allah is so merciful that understand that you maybe didn't understand something, okay?
Okay. It's all right. Hold on. Just a second. Because I'm hearing you talk around this issue, but not address it. Because what I'm saying is that if you are saying, okay, the Quran allows you to have four wives, the Quran allows you to plow your wife as an object or whatever, and you're saying, well, since culture does not looks down upon that type of behavior, looks down upon that type of Neanderthal-like thinking, well, then we need to change what God has revealed in his final revelation. And for us, this makes zero sense, because you're not using the laws of logic here. You're saying, well, this is the last revelation of God. But on the other hand, where it says that, you know, we shouldn't call guys like the Kafir here the worst of creatures, or we should not be plowing our wives whenever we want to and treating them that way. We get to decide what is right and what is wrong, not the Quran, which is the last revelation of God. And you're dancing around the topic here. And for, you know, we're trying to engage here, but when you're not directly addressing this, how can we have a conversation?
All right, you know, I'm addressing you very early. I say that in Quran says that as well, an eye for an eye. Okay, I told you that. If you just want to follow what was revealed 1,400 years ago, then you become...
Is it... Okay, so are you saying that the word that God... The last word that God would give us is now out of date? Since it was 1,400 years ago? How can that be? If it was supposed to reconcile the previous scriptures, if it was supposed to reconcile all that stuff, then how can it be out of date if that was the last? Wouldn't God be smart enough to give us something that would be everlasting, kind of like what the message of Christ taught us?
But you have to have, rules that suitable for that time also, 1,400 years ago, because it came 1,400 years ago. For example, I can give you an example. In Islam, we have this zakat, and then, charity, all right? In that world that God is going to guide us, there will be no charity. We don't need charity, okay?
Okay. You're saying that zakat is charity. Is that what Christians would pay? Or no, that'd be jizya. Is jizya a charity as well?
No.
Is that a charity as well?
No, charity is zakat, okay?
Okay, so what would jizya be then?
Jizya was for 1,400 years ago.
No, sir. Can you answer? Not. I don't want to know when it was. I would like to know what it is.
Yeah, jizya was when.
Would you like me to teach you?
No, I know myself.
It's a tax that Muslims put upon the Christians to make them feel subdued and subdued. Correct.
No.
Hey, can you read, sir, 929?
I'm pulling it up right now. I'm pulling it up right now, Cruz.
They need to fight if there is a war. Muslims should protect them, okay?
Protect them from whom?
What's the verse saying, sir, 929?
Fight those who do not believe in Allah or in the last day and do not consider unlawful what Allah and his messenger have made unlawful, and do not adopt the religion of truth from those who are given the scriptures, meaning the Christians. Fight until they have given jizya willingly while they are humbled. Pictol calls it brought low, feel themselves subdued, are in a state of
That's
subjection.
Right. Actual,
right. Subdued,
yes,
humbled, humiliated is a better word, but that's okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So basically, Muji, what you're telling me is that Surah 929 is telling Christians and Jews that they must pay a tax and they must feel humiliated by doing this. And this is a moral command by your God?
This is different,
No. Let's not run away, Muji. Let's not run away, sir. Is this a moral command by your God?
Okay, let me read another verse for you, okay?
Muji, you kept going in our debate last time. You kept saying the immoralities in our world is what Islam come to cure. Now I'm showing you that your own Quran is the source of immorality.
Okay.
And you are not able to defend it.
Now, let me read for you, okay? Quran, chapter 68 and 9. Allah does not forbid you from those who do not fight you because of religion and do not expel you from your home, from being righteous towards them and acting justly towards them.
What was the verse on that? What's the verse on that?
Chapter 60, verse 8 and 9, okay?
Chapter 60, verse 8 and
9. Oh, I thought he said 68. Okay. This is what.
And acting justly towards them. Indeed, Allah loves those who act justly. Forgive you from those who fight you. Because
so you're saying that the Quran condemns Surah 929 then, right?
No.
Okay, then answer my question. Is it a moral command or not?
I told you that it is for a situation, and it wasn't. It was just for those who were fighting, and then.
Okay. Pause on that for a second, okay, Muji? Can you give me the historical reference for Surah 929 when Muhammad actually revealed this verse?
Brother Chris. I don't have that reference right now.
Okay, so then if you don't have that reference, then you can't make up this excuse.
Right.
You can't just start saying things that without references because you're making them up.
No, because I have read, okay, I don't remember now, but I have read, I know that it is for Christians and Jews who are...
Yep, and I've understood before, and I can't get the reference that you're wrong.
Okay. Now let me say like this, okay? We said, I told you from the beginning that I converted to Islam. These are small details that we are going to argue. We have been arguing for many decades. We haven't come anywhere. I just would like to know the...
You're calling small problems attacking Christians and Jews and making them humiliated and plowing your wife as if it was a field. You're saying that those are minor problems?
I explained to you that 1,400 years ago. I said that I'm going to say that I converted to Islam, okay, and I'm ready to say hallelujah, Jesus, okay? Hallelujah, I believe in Jesus right now. If you explain for me, I told you last time, Brother Chris, as well, that I don't want to live in this jungle. The people are bombed, killed, okay? insecurity, children are hungry. So I want a God, a religion that has the solution to all these problems. If you explain for me, if you prove for me that Christianity has, you laugh at me but not listening to me, if you tell me that what is the source of all these problems and what is the solution of all these problems in Christianity, I say right now, I say, hallelujah, Jesus, I believe in
God. Well, I can, hold on. Okay, Chris, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
Are you ready for it, Muji? Because I can give that to you. I was waiting during the debate. I can give that to you right now if you'd like.
Yes,
I'm sorry. The source of the problem is the sinful nature upon humanity.
Okay.
And the only cure for that source of sinful nature is the belief in Jesus.
Okay.
Not the Islamic belief in Jesus, but the divine belief in Jesus that he is God incarnate who died for our sin nature and who was raised on the third day, the righteous one that was the only one that was able to pay the debt to God that was righteously owed to him.
Okay.
Islam does not have that. You only have that in Christianity.
Okay.
Jesus taught that there was two commandments, right?
Yes.
Two commandments. Love your Lord and God with all your soul. And love your neighbor.
Okay.
Jesus' teachings were to love one another and love your God. That will solve all of the world's problems.
Right.
Hallelujah, you're a Christian.
All right, can I now say something, Brother Christian? Don't mute yourself, I would like to ask you a question. What is this? You said the source is human nature, yes, Brother Chris? So who is the Satan in Christianity? Can you explain for me? If Satan doesn't exist, we still do bad deeds or we don't do bad deeds? Anyone can answer me?
Okay. No, Muji, I never denied that Satan existed or didn't exist.
No, I'm asking.
Right.
I know that you didn't deny. I say Satan exists in Christianity. I know that.
Yes.
So, Satan, what is Satan's role in Christianity, brother?
Okay. First off is to deceive and to take you away from God.
Oh.
And to bring this out, listen, Muji.
Yes.
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 22,
okay.
The Antichrist is the one that says that the Father and the Son, that don't accept the Father and the Son.
Okay.
So which religions reject the Father and the Son? Does Islam reject them?
Let me ask you.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
So they're part of the Antichrist. Thank you.
Let me see. Brother Chris, I ask you, what Satan does, you said that take away you from God. So if Satan doesn't exist, then that is not.
It's an irrelevant question because Satan does exist. I'm a theist.
I'm saying that if he doesn't exist, if he gets rid of Satan.
Yeah, I'm into what is and things like this that aren't actual reality. You believe in Shaitan, we believe in a Satan. You play like he actually exists, right?
Yes.
He doesn't exist.
He exists. I'm just telling that he exists in different, he's not
a form.
No, he's not a form. It's another thing that I'm going to tell him.
Yeah, like Sharia law.
No. I'm going to tell this one. First of all, you said that if you believe in Jesus, then you will not do that.
No, I didn't say that. I said that Muji, this is the problem, is that you don't actually listen.
Okay.
I said that Jesus is the way, of course.
Yes.
You have to believe in Jesus as that he is God.
Okay.
Right? Incarnated into human flesh,
okay.
Died for our sins, and was raised on the third day.
Okay, so if you...
Not just believe in Jesus.
Okay, no, I know. If you believe the same way you say, then we don't know that it's... So,
Whoa. What are you trying... Okay, go... Keep going. I think I know where you're going with this, but keep going because it's a dumb argument, but keep going.
I know that entire Latin America Catholics, and they believe exactly what you believe, but they are one of the worst places or countries on the planet, okay? So what happened, why they are in such a situation, why they are more religious than Americans? I know that.
Kenneth, Margie, the thing is, the problem is that you're going on the aspect of the aspect of the country. So the thing is, when we're talking about, say, the aspect of morality, should we go back to the original source? So if we're dealing with, say, the issue of morality, when we're dealing with the aspect of morality, what is good and evil, shouldn't we go to, so as a Christian, I go to the Bible to find exactly what is good and evil, because essentially God, in his epistemology, kind of defines, okay, this is what is good by his actual nature. So Jesus coming to die for our sin kind of defines the aspect of, okay, this is what is good and this is what is evil. But so essentially I have it like a yardstick to define, okay, this is what is good and this is what is evil. As a Muslim,
Brother Dominic, may I ask a question? By saying this is good, this is bad, you think bad deeds will disappear? For example,
you're not listening, though. The problem is that people are always going to do bad things. It is in our actual nature to do this.
All right.
We are evil by nature.
All right. Okay, so that's the thing that differs us, okay? Because I believe that one day we are going to live in a beautiful world, all right? So now...
Amen. We will live in a beautiful world in Christ Jesus.
Okay,
and only in Christ Jesus will we have that love.
But you have to explain for me, okay, rationally, so that I can accept that only believing in Jesus, we will one day live in that world.
Let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. Can you point me to one command by Jesus in the New Testament that you believe is not moral?
Brother Chris, okay, I haven't read the entire that. I didn't say that. I'm not saying immoral that the Bible is. I say only rules by saying this is good, this is bad, is not going to solve any problems. Those our brothers and sisters in Latin America, those who go and produce cocaine and
Would you stop with this? Yes, we know drugs are bad. Yes, we know that children are bombed, it's bad. We know that when somebody is beheaded, it is bad. It's bad all over the world. Islam is not the answer to this. Christianity is the only
if Islam
to
okay
this.
Chris, let me ask, hold on a second, Muji, let me answer it this way. When you start saying, okay, in the West they embrace Christianity and all these bad things occur in the West, I can go and cross. Okay, all right. Well, let me put it this way. If Islam is indeed the answer and the solution to all these problems, why are they repressing people in Saudi Arabia? Why do you have a dictator coming to power in Iran and Iraq? Why do you have a dictator sitting there killing his own people in Syria? Why in Yemen are they tearing each other's guts out? Why in Pakistan are they repressing and raping Christian girls? Why in Egypt are they bombing Christian churches? Please save that type of rhetoric for people who do not know what a television set looks like, and we can turn on the news and see this happen every single day.
As an Iranian, okay, I have to tell you that you have to know politics as well. It's not just religion, okay? You have to know politics as well. 1952, we had a democratic elected prime minister called Dr. Mossadegh, okay? Which one?
You're not going to interact with anything that we say, are you?
Please do. Please interact.
You asked me why in Iran is like this, okay? I was going to explain for you that.
No, he didn't say just Iran, though, Muji. He identified every Muslim country.
They are not following Islam. That's all.
They're not following Islam in Pakistan.
Muji, who are you to say that those people are wrong?
Right. Who am I? Because I can give you the entire planet is run by satanic system, not only...
Yes, and they can give you the fact that the world is run by a satanic system.
Yes, it is run by everywhere. The entire
satanic system is the Islamic system. The system where you can kill somebody that leaves your religion. The religion that tells you that you can plow your wife like you plow your field. That is a disgusting, just disgusting religion.
Okay,
religion
so
that you accept. And you did not, no, let me finish this, Muji, let me finish this.
Yeah.
And you deny the love of Christ.
No,
you accept the filth of Muhammad and deny the love of Christ.
Brother Chris, okay, in Latin America, where they also kill each other every day, Islam is not running there. In Africa, many...
Show me in the Bible where Jesus commands any of this.
Exactly. I don't say that Jesus...
You're right. So it's not in the Bible, so it's not Christian.
No, even in Islam, show me somewhere that says...
There are two, verse 2-3. You're allowed to plow your wife, you're allowed to plow the field. I can show you in the Quran. You can't show me in the Bible. That's the difference.
I told you, I explained for you that one. I said that we have this system of...
I know you explained it. You explained by saying you just don't like that verse.
No, I didn't say that. I said that we have the system of Ijtihad for this, abrogate the verses like slavery verses, okay? And change
this
the verses.
Not about Jihad, Muji. This is not about... Stop. This is not about Jihad, sir.
No.
The 223, okay, in Bukhara, it is not about Jihad. Okay, what you're doing, wait a minute, you've had your chance to talk here. Let me say something, it is not Jihad, sir.
No, you have Jihad and Ijtihad, two different things, sister. You just came on now.
No, I did not just come on now, okay? You just haven't seen me here.
Do you know what it
is? This verse that we're addressing that you're tap dancing all around, sir, is not about Jihad. Stop, could you just let me complete my sentence, sir?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is the thing, is we're wanting to give love to you so that you see the difference between what is not love, okay? When a man is told that he can just go and have sex with his wife when she may not be in the mood, okay, that is not love. That is force. Have you ever been forced to have sex?
No.
Have you ever been forced? No? Well, women have because of Islam.
Okay.
That is the unjust thing that these two gentlemen, that Chris and everybody else here, is trying to help you see. Muhammad hasn't helped you. He is actually degrading your intelligence. They're telling you, you can go ahead and have sex with your wife, whether she wants it or not.
Okay,
is that just or is that unjust?
I told you that, sister.
No, I'm just asking you, is it just or unjust? Please answer the question.
No, it is not just. There has been a lot of injustice in the past, okay? I explained for Brother Eric that in Bible, Torah, God says that...
I'm not talking about the Bible, and I'm not talking about the Torah right now. I've asked you about that too. 223 in the cow chapter.
Yes.
Is it just or unjust unto that woman?
Yes, I told you, I said that there are verses for 1400 years ago. And
Muji, yes. Is it unjust or is it just for the woman?
He said it was unjust.
Okay,
he did
so
say it was unjust.
He said it's unjust. Therefore, you're claiming. You just asserted that your prophet revealed a immoral verse for a woman. Are you proud of that, Muji?
I told you that, Brother Chris, I said that to have slaves also was unjust, but they were that time, the first rule of Quran is no compulsion of religion. God didn't want to force people.
Muji,
okay?
Muji, What you're saying here is that the Quran, when it speaks of plowing your wife like a field and having slaves and stuff, that only applied 1,400 years ago. But you're wrong. You're wrong, Muji, you're wrong. It's because Muslims say that the Quran is the last and final revelation for all mankind, not mankind during 1,400 years ago. Listen to me, Muji. So therefore, yes, it is.
No, I said not all Muslims.
Okay, so you are not a Muslim if you deny that, though.
Okay.
Right?
What's 2:256? What's the next actual verse after that? Because the thing is, you're referring to that verse in 2:256.
You didn't answer my question, Brother Chris, that the solution to all our problems in Christianity is that believing in Jesus?
Yes. No. As I said, the Bible is only truth.
Okay.
Through Jesus, we can only find our way to paradise. Because Jesus is God who incarnated into... Let me finish. Jesus is God who incarnated into human flesh, died for our sin, and rose on the third day, so that we are able to ask forgiveness from Holy God for the sins that we have committed against Him.
Okay, now I'm asking you the problems you're facing on this planet. How Christianity, you're talking about next life that we ask for forgiveness. I'm talking about on this planet now we have so many problems. Who is going to solve these problems? Last time I told you as well, a president, prime minister is better than such a God who cannot just wait that we suffer here, get killed, bombed, all these things, and wait so that we come there.
Muji. Do you believe in free will, or do you reject free will?
It is exactly what I said, that Islam, there is no compulsion in religion.
No.
Yes.
Free will.
Yes.
Do you know what free will is?
That's free will, yes.
No.
You cannot force people.
Okay.
You refer to that verse, 2:256 in the Quran. What's the next verse after that? What's the next verse? What's the next verse after that?
Look out for it, okay? Can you bring it up?
I've already brought it up on the chat.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Right there, Muji. Go ahead and look there. Eric's got it.
Okay, I'll read it. Okay, let me see here. And do not make your oath by Allah in an exercise against being righteous and fearing Allah and making peace among people. And Allah is hearing and knowing.
I think you're reading a different verse.
Which one of us we read?
Allah is the ally of those who believe. He brings them out of darkness into light. And those who disbelieve, their allies are taught, they take them out of the light into darkness.
Oh,
sorry. Those are the companions of the fire. They will abide eternally therein.
27.
All right.
So you're actually taking that verse out of context.
Which verse?
And there shall be no compulsion in the existence of religion. So you're taking that verse out of context.
All right. Okay, now can I explain for you? I will explain my, I don't want to go out of that about the source of our problems. You say believer, okay, but this is not disbeliever. In Arabic, it's kufar, okay? And kuf has the interpretation. It is not disbelieve, okay? Kuf is when you do bad deeds, right? So everybody, I can give you the verse that Allah says that not all disbelievers are kafir, okay? Most of them are kafir, it's in the Quran. I can give you if you want, but let's please concentrate on our problem and the solution, or this verse or that verse. I want to know.
You used that verse, but you used it out of context. Would you agree that you used that verse out of context? So the verse 2:256. So when we're referring to that verse in the Quran, when it says there shall be no compulsion except in religion, the right course has become. So would you agree or say that you used that verse out of context?
No,
But you didn't refer to the verse next to it. Would you agree?
I told you that the next one is not about disbelievers, it's about kofar. Kofar doesn't mean that disbelievers. Okay.
But the thing is, that's what that verse says. I mean, that's what that verse kind of talks about. The context of that passage, the context of 52:5-6. If you read the context of this kind of passage, the next verse goes directly against kind of what you're saying. So it's almost.
Can you tell me? You said about disbelievers. Okay, I told you that disbelievers is not. It is wrong translation. It is kuffar. In Arabic, it's kuffar.
Kuffar is still unsafe.
What is kuffar? Do you know what is kuffar?
I know what is kuffar. We are kuffar.
No.
Hold on. Hold a second. Before you guys. No. Hold on just a second. Before we go down this road of defining what kuffar is. My show name is Eric the Kuffar, Eric Thekifer. And the reason why I use this is because the New Encyclopedia of Islam states that somebody who does not adhere to or believe in the tenets of Islam is a kafir. Now, kuffar is to cover or whatever, but those who practice that are kafirs. So this is what we're talking about. So let's not play these definition games here.
Let me tell you now, okay? Let me tell you. Quran 16:83, okay?
Sorry,
they recognize the favor of Allah, then they deny it. And most of them are kafir, okay? So
that was upgraded 1,400 years ago.
Okay.
Well, that's what you keep saying when I mentioned a verse out of your Quran. Well, that was 1,400 years ago.
Right.
So why do you quote a verse? Is it relevant today? But when I quote a verse, it was just 1,400 years ago. Even though you yourself are saying that the Quranic verses that I was quoting are unjust and immoral. So you're actually admitting that your Allah is immoral.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Brother Chris, I told you that if we go on this path, Quran is not one verse, Quran is the whole context, okay? The whole book, all right? And the entire Quran is God.
Muji.
Let me explain. The entire Quran explains that Allah guides you to lie.
Yes, and in that you get to plow your wife like a field.
Right. And that's what we're dealing with today, is this issue, Muji. Because if not, we're going to have a world that you're not liking.
Right.
You're not helping the situation. We're helping the situation, saying, please admit that this is bad so that you won't do this to your wife. And then your wife may teach another man in the future, don't do this to your wife. And then it spreads like a wonderful world. You understand? You're asking the question, gee, wait a minute. You're asking the question, what is it going to help this planet? What's going to help this planet? It's people admitting what is right and what is wrong. If we never admit, Muji, what is wrong, then we still have the planet that you're claiming that you're against all the evil of it. So we're saying, if you, each man, okay, looks at this thing and he will not say it is evil, what? Evil contains, maintains, and continues. Okay? That's why the Bible, wait a minute, that's why God had people by the Bible. The Quran that was also given to us, let me finish my point here, and the Quran that was also given to the people of the book, which are the Jews and the Christians, you have every right to also say what it is. Okay? When we tell you that, if we point to the Bible and says, if telling the truth, then show it in your holy writ. Show it in your scriptures. And that's what we're doing, Moji. We're showing you in the Bible, just telling you in word right now, that if a man, even a husband, is going to force himself on his wife, it's an evil, honey. But if you could stand there and you're going to defend it and say, well, that was back in the 1400s, and yes, I disagree with it, but it's not helping your other Muslim men that are still doing this. So then you stay with the planet that you claim that you're against all this evil.
So
you understand?
Christians don't do that?
Christians never said this to us. Jesus never said. See, Moji, what you're doing is you're wanting to the evil, and this is why evil makes sense. Yes, you are defending it because then you go home and you go, did God say this? Did the Christians do that? Well, let me tell you what a Christian is. Christian was Christ. Never and I said the grace you stare at the hip because you planted the chicken.
Why Christianity is the solution to all these problems? You just say because
we're telling because telling you what Jesus would tell you for your wife, then you tell another Muslim, stop forcing your wife, and then we get into like murder. Murder. They'll be telling you, Mochi, what murder is. It's like abortion. Okay? And then when we get all that cleared up, then we'll tell you another thing. Yeah. We're telling you the gospel. All you have to do is read the gospel.
So you mean that by just saying, don't do this, don't do this, you mean that, for example, even stealing or drug, all these things
hey,
are for
Mochi, I'm going to answer your question. Mochi, I'm going to answer your question. The way to get rid of this evil is to follow the command God has provided us without flying from them. So the commands that we find in the Old Testament and the commands that we find in the New Testament of our moral laws that God has given us, if we follow those moral laws that God has provided us, then we will have a better world. Now, if we follow the divine laws of your God, we will have a more immoral world. So Islam brings immorality. The Bible brings morality. If you want morality, you must accept the Bible. If you want immorality, continue to accept your Islamic religion.
Okay, Brother Chris, you said that you need that Satan exists, okay? Is the Satan the source of all our problems or not? Can somebody answer all that?
Yeah,
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so Muji, this is George,
yes.
And I have a question for you along the line of what you asked.
Okay.
Does Allah at any point lead people astray?
No, listen to me.
I'm asking a simple question.
Don't
beat around the bush and waste time. I'm asking a simple question.
No,
does
listen,
Allah lead people astray?
You.
Yes or no?
Brother George. I said that I'm going to convert to Christianity, okay? But I have...
You're just playing games,
Moji.
Please don't play games. Yes, you're playing games because Chris has talked to you, Eric has talked to you, Dominique has talked to you, Connie has talked to you, and you have three more men actually want to talk to you, but you're not listening,
Moji. Listen to me, okay?
So you're telling us that you're going to be a Christian, we know that you're not, you're being disingenuous.
I told you.
Moji, you're playing games. You're going to leave this thing. And you're not going to, because you do not become a Christian by games. You become a Christian when Christ comes to you and reveals himself.
Amen.
See, but the only thing that we're telling you is what the gospel is saying. Don't murder. Don't force anyone. Don't do anything to anyone you don't want done unto you.
Okay.
That's the gospel. But you're not, you won't get it in your spirit, man. Wait a minute. You won't get it. Wait a minute. Just let me finish my thought here. You won't get it until Jesus comes to you. But you first have to hear and then learn what is being told you. Just like in school. In school, your teacher doesn't say, okay, how to spell cat. You're like, I don't know how to spell cat. I'm a first grader. Then they teach you C, and then they teach you A, and then they teach you T. And then finally you see the cat. Wow, I get it now. That's just like the gospel. We tell you Jesus says this, Jesus says that, Jesus says this, and then you go, Well, I believe that. And then the Father sends the Son to you and
okay.
reveals himself to you. Now you have God in you. It's not just Moji. Wait a minute. It's just not Moji no more. It's Moji. It's actually God with Moji. And that's what
okay.
you're missing.
Hey, can
does
I...
that mean anything to you, Moji?
Brother, this is not fair that now there are so many people and I don't even get time to ask.
You have so many people loving on you, Moji, and you won't even get it.
So I'm in a church.
So many. Look at all of us. One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Moji, you have 8 people coming here loving on you. Loving on you to try to get you that planet.
I want to ask a question.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Eric.
Can I just ask a question?
Okay,
let me, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Moji, you've given us a version of Islam that we here in the West would want it to be. We honestly want it to be where you would treat each other equitably, and it would be a system that would have all of our societal problems going away. My question is, based on what you've talked about, saying that these verses are abrogated, these verses are not applicable for all time because they don't conform to current cultural and societal norms, is there a major group of Islam out there where we can point to today that believes what you believe? I mean, it is, you know, I'll get it. We all disagree that what you're saying because we don't see it anywhere in this world. What we see in this world is an application of what 929 teaches, what 98.6 teaches, what 223 teaches, you know, all these verses. So what group of people out there, what country can we point to that practices what you're talking about? Go ahead.
Brother Eric, I'm following an organization that's fighting the Iranian regime, and they are Muslim, okay? Women are leaders, okay, entire leaders, and they are loved by Christians, they are loved by Marxists, they are loved by atheists, they are, you know, they are, I think they are the best people on the planet today, okay? They have given everything they have in this life to save Iranian people. They started to fight against Khomeini from the beginning because of non-Muslims, because Khomeini was going to kill non-Muslims, and they said, no, this is not Islam. They started to fight. They have given everything in these 40 years. Unfortunately, because of money, because of oil, Americans, they bombed them. They were in Iraq. They moved now to Albania. They tried to destroy them.
Okay, so what I hear is that what I hear is that human nature has taken over, generally takes over. Okay, so why would you think? Hold on a second. Now, why would you think that wouldn't happen in other countries also? If it happens in Islamic countries, why wouldn't it happen everywhere else?
They tried.
It's the sinful nature of man.
Can I make a quick point?
I'm talking to
what I need to see, Moji, is again, as everyone has been saying to you, is the teachings of Jesus. Jesus said, and you can read this in Mark 12, verse 17, Jesus said, separate religion from politics. He never got involved in politics. He separated the relationship with men. They're not the same thing. In other words, if you put to an Islam that you say is purer than other Islam, then you're always going to, everyone is going to disagree on things. So you have to allow people to worship God and believe it and run from it in a way that is at least is one evil. Because you can see that there's a separation between religion and politics.
Okay, I hear here you say that Christianity is the solution to all our problems, okay? But this is not
Jesus
relevant
to the solution.
Yes, Christian Jesus. But this is not relevant to fact. Because fact is that if you want to solve a problem, then you have to be involved in politics. Because Christ of Christ, let me talk. price of your clothes, everything policy. The politicians come and we want to keep the lives like this. This is the plan.
Muji, no, Muji, listen to me. If Islam ran this world and we were under the Islamic law, do you believe that we would have a peaceful world? Yes or no is the only answer I want to hear from you.
Okay.
When in history has true Islamic Sharia ever been implemented?
It hasn't been, so I know.
Okay, well, Muji, so you stated the Islamic Sharia.
Muji, please.
You've just stated that Islamic Sharia, the divine law by your God, would make world peace.
Yes.
But in the last 1,400 years of Muslim countries implementing this Islamic Sharia law, a more peaceful world.
More peaceful,
peace. Love one another, love God.
Okay, Muji, we have a peaceful world if we follow the commands of Jesus in the New Testament verbatimly, 100%ly. Would we have a beautiful world then?
Okay, can I ask you a question now?
With a yes or yes.
No, because I told you that I know the source of the problem, all right? So if you don't have the solution...
You notice how when I asked you about the Islamic law, you answered yes. But as soon as I asked you about Jesus and the New Testament and the commands, you won't answer.
Okay,
there's a reason for that, Muji. Now, wait. There's a reason for that. Now, the reason for this, Muji, wait. The reason, Muji, wait. The reason for this is because you hate the West for what the West has done to the East. And you portray the West as Christianity. And so you have hate for Christianity because of what the West has done. And that is wrong. The West does not represent Christianity. What Jesus commands in the New Testament is what constitutes Christianity. Because all you're talking about, be quiet. I've listened to you talk about these politics of Iran and how the Americans didn't do anything about it and things to this nature. I am 100% correct in everything I have just stated. The only reason you will not become a Christian is because you associate it to the West. You've never read the Bible. I asked you this during our debate. Less than 5% of the New Testament you said that you've read. I even doubt that. What I would tell you is if you want a more peaceful world, pick up the Bible and read it cover to cover and implement those commands in your life. Then you will have a peaceful world.
All right, now can I talk, please? First of all, I'm not hating Christians because I know that the West has even, destroyed the Latin America, the coup d'etat in Chile, there are Christians, so many bad deeds in Latin America, in Africa, West, they have colonized African countries, many of them Christian countries. So like even Philippines, they are Catholics, and they were colonized by West. West is not representing Christianity. I know that. I'm not hating Christianity. I love Christianity. Yes, I hate even what Russia is doing now in Syria, bombing people. I hate what Adolf Hitler did with Europeans.
Okay, Muji, we are talking about religion.
Okay, so exactly. So you pick it up there, and I tell you, Brother Chris, if I'm looking for a fast car, and I have the minimum knowledge of what a fast car is. So I know that Ferrari and Lamborghini, they are fast cars. I don't need to go and drive an old Chevy for 1 year and then find out, oh, this is not a past God, because I know the norm. So when I know the norm, that the source of all our problems is in the devil, the shaitan, or we call it Satan, all right? So I understand that the solution is to get rid of the Satan, all right? So by believing in Jesus, by believing in Allah, we cannot get rid of the Satan, because we have to understand who is Satan. Do you know who is Satan in Christianity? Can you explain for me the Satan in Christianity?
Muti, Muti.
Can I bump in? You said, so you want the aspect of politics, right? Is that how you want to solve the problem with evil? The problem is that, okay, in a country like Iran, you've got like a dictatorship. That's the country that's ruled by Islam. You've got other countries like Saudi.
You don't know anything. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. The thing is,
country. You don't know anything about my country. Okay.
I know about Persia before the Shia. But what we're basically stating is that you want people to be turned around by politics.
No.
But what Christianity does is it saves individual people. Jesus has come to seek and save the lost. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through me." Jesus says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life."
Okay.
God has come.
Can I ask you a question, please? No, because nobody answered me. Who is the Satan in your religion, please? Can you explain for me?
Satan is just a fallen angel. But the thing is,
what Satan does?
That's all it is. There's very few passages that talk about Satan.
He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Moji.
I'm talking to one person.
He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. When a husband forces himself on his wife, this is called stealing.
No, I'm not going to talk to different people, please. One, otherwise it's not possible.
You got your answer.
No, I'm not going to.
What does Satan do? He comes but to steal, kill.
Well, okay, let's just, okay, he asked the question. The question is who is Satan according to Christianity? Satan is a fallen angel. He's a creature created by God, and he's an angel who rebelled against God in heaven.
And then what he does on this planet, he fools us, yes, brother?
He deceives us.
Yes.
But guess what?
No.
Guess what? The Quran says.
Wow.
That
he
Allah
just answered you. What else do you want, Moji?
Everybody talk. It's not possible.
No,
okay.
No, you can listen because we're listening to you too.
No,
everybody's listening to everybody, Moji, but you're the only one that's complaining.
Not
complaining. If you want to talk with the big adults here, then be a big adult, okay?
No. I'm asking one person. It's not possible.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Carry on with your point, Muji. Go ahead.
Satan fooled us. Am I right, Brother Eric? Yeah. To do bad deeds.
Satan fools us? Is that what you're saying?
To do bad deeds. Yes.
Yes. Satan.
No, please.
Forcing a woman to have sex with
her. Okay.
That's bad things. Now you have to say bad things.
Okay, let's have the conversation. Okay. Okay, you got me. All right, let's go.
Okay. Satan is the one who fooled us, okay, to do bad things. For example, if I steal, then it is the Satan who fooled me. This is according to Quran. Is it the same according to Christianity or is it different? No, Brother Eric answer, okay?
I didn't understand. I can see. I told you the sound is terrible. I can't understand what you said. Go ahead.
If I steal, okay. If, for example, you have a grocery, all right. I come to your grocery and I steal some food. Is it Satan who fooled me or?
Satan tempts us to commit sin. Yes, Satan tempts.
But you choose it.
Hold on, Connie. Let him talk. Okay.
So if I come to a grocery and steal, then it is the Satan who fooled me, okay? According Quran, and now I see that according Christianity also, is the Satan. So if I come If imagine, Brother Eric, that you live in a world where everything is free, all right? Nobody pay anything, all right? Money doesn't exist. And you work in that, on that grocery, I just come and take anything I need and go, all right? Was any Satan, did any Satan exist in the second picture, Brother Eric? The first picture exists because money existed and I couldn't buy. And I stole from your grocery. But in the second picture, money didn't exist, okay? So I just came and took anything I needed and said, God bless you, Brother Eric. Thank you very much for your effort. You get reward for what you do. You get money. Thank you. Was any Satan in the second picture? Did you find in the second picture any Satan?
Okay, so what you're talking about is an economic system. One is Marxist, one is capitalistic. Hold on a second. No, you asked me a question. Let me answer it. Okay. Communism destroys lives. You are told that you have to give that person food. That discourages people from being productive. If you would read the Bible and follow what Christ teaches us to give food to the beggar, give water to those who do not, clothe those who are naked. If we follow, see, what you're trying to do is you're trying to say, okay, well, the answer for all this, but this require, compel somebody to do that. Okay, apply one standard over here and say, okay, well, in communism, everybody gets fed, which is a lie from the pit of hell, oh, by the way. But under capitalism,
everybody starves.
We know that, Red. Okay, hold on. But the bottom line, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about Marxism. You tell me what economic system does not compel people to give food to the beggar. You go ahead. You tell me which economic system does that.
Brother Eric, I asked you, I gave you two pictures. I said, who's the Satan in the second picture? Was there any Satan in the second picture? Please answer that question. In the first picture, Satan existed because money existed. I didn't have money. I came to a grocery and stole. But in the second picture, Satan didn't. I want to locate Satan. I'm not talking about Marxism or...
Okay, I tell you what. I don't understand the purpose of your question. Why don't you tell me? Let him explain. Let him explain what point he's trying to make here.
Let me explain. In Afghanistan, farmers of Afghanistan, they produce 90% of the world opium, okay? Because they are hungry, they don't have food, and potatoes...
What country did you just say? What country?
Afghanistan.
Okay, Afghanistan.
Because they are hungry, they are poor, and... potatoes and tomatoes, they have to sell it for 10 cents, but maybe per kilo, if they can. But 1 kilo of opium they can sell it hundreds of dollars. But in Sweden, where I'm living, farmers of Sweden, they produce a single gram of opium, or a drug. In Latin America, Colombia, for example, they produce a lot of cocaine because it gives them money, all right? So it is not the Satan, but it is the system.
This makes
sense. Real quick here. No, let me interject here. Dude, what you are describing is basically socialism, communism. The reason why, okay, people in Afghanistan, even though they produce 90% of the world's opium, they are forbidden from selling it on the open market. And opium is a legitimate medical use. The only place, according to UN, they bought up the contracts, they bribed them, how they did it, but it is an island off of New England. They grow the world's supply of opium legally for medicinal purposes. Afghanistan, I am told, I don't know, but produces a better quality opium. They are forbidden from that. That is socialism. That is a group of people dictating who grows what, does what, whatever. That is socialism, Marxism. The same thing in Colombia with coca. Coca actually has legitimate medical uses. You get Novocaine. You get even topical analgesics. Okay, that's from coca. Well, guess what? Unless you buy the contracts to produce the coca in certain parts of the world, you can't grow it. So everything that you are just describing, it has nothing to do with Christ. It actually has to do with atheists, Marxists.
Okay, I want to say something about this.
You know what I mean?
Rad, hold on just a second. I just want to make this point. You just know a little too much about illicit drugs for me to be comfortable with. That's kind of scary. But I understand what you're saying. Okay. Hey, Dominic, go ahead. I know you've been wanting to say something. Go ahead, Dominic.
When we're dealing with Satan according to Islamic conceived theology, he's a jinn, which means is that you know how. So with the aspect of the aspect of morality, if you kind of state with your actual moral compass, if you kind of state that Satan directs your good versus evil kind of thoughts. In Christianity, there's free will to do both good and evil, and we're going to be judged on both the choices and both the moral choices that we actually make. So the thing is, you can't blame Satan for stating, "Hey, I've morally done something wrong." Because the aspect is that as a Christian, we believe that we are all sinners, which is something that Muslims don't tend to believe. But the aspect is that because in the Quran you have verses, I can't remember exactly where it is, but Adam, God kind of comes down to Adam, and I can't remember if it's God or something like that. So the aspect of sin. Can I just finish? But Jesus comes down. So he comes down as he comes and dies for our sin. So it's, say if you have a law court and you're convicted of murder, you're going to the electric chair. You're convicted of outright murder. There's nothing you can do to take the way. Jesus comes and actually takes the place of you. He actually takes your punishment in the place of what I've kind of done. With the Islamic idea, there's no kind of concept of actual original sin. You don't have that concept in Islam. And the aspect of angels with the aspect of jinn, because you believe it's almost like you have one good jinn and one bad jinn on either side. In the Islamic with the aspect of Satan, we tend to think that he's more over the aspect of the world system. So, but the thing is, that's how our concept of
yes. In Sweden, majority of people are atheists, okay? And we see that this Satan you are talking about is much more powerful in Latin America, in Africa, than in Sweden. Why Satan cannot fool this mostly atheist people, but can fool those mostly Catholic or Muslim or Christian countries in Africa. Well, what is it? Can you please explain
for me? Can I ask you, because you would say you'd be more Satanist than more Muslim. Because if you say essentially say that Satan is more powerful than Allah.
No, I ask a question. I said
yes, but I have answered.
No.
So the thing is, if you kind of say that, yes, I did. I said that if Satan is more powerful than Allah.
I didn't say more powerful than Allah.
Yes, but the thing is, that's what you've inferred.
I asked you, why is Satan can fool those people more than atheist people in Sweden? Can you explain for me?
How do you know that he is on an individual basis? How do you know that he is on an individual basis? How do you know that Satan? Well, how do you know this? I would like to see those statistics of where Satan has fooled. Please cite the statistics where Satan has fooled a certain percentage of people in Africa, certain percentage of people in Central America, and certain percentage of people in Asia. Which study do you have to demonstrate this?
Okay, let me see. In every big city as well in the U.S., you have also, there are rich places and poor places.
Oh my God.
Places. Which part? Okay.
All right, wait, stop. Let's just stop this. Okay. Here's the thing. Wait, hold on. Here's the thing. Because you're arguing double-minded. On the one hand, you're arguing that Islam, okay, the perfect solution to sin somehow, and you're going to create some paradise if everybody dresses the same and walks around the Kaaba, you know, seven times and kisses the black stone, once a year, everything's going to be fine. And at the same time, you are in favor of Marxism and socialism. Okay? But then at the same time, you argue against that Marxism and socialism, but you actually ascribe the Marxist-socialist ideas, for instance, the opium thing that you just mentioned, that you brought up in the coca thing. That's what I'm bringing up. You're arguing against that, that is a bad thing, and I'm saying because of capitalism. You blame capitalism on that. I say, no, that's not capitalism. That's Marxist-socialism. Plain and simple. Okay? All right. Let me just finish. But then you flip the script, and then now you're arguing in favor of atheists. Okay. I am sorry, Mojo.
I know I'm leaving Sweden. Okay. If you lose your wallet here in Sweden, in the cashier, it is maybe 50% or 60% likely, or maybe more, that you get back your wallet. But in the
I lost something in Chicago.
Okay, guys. Listen. I just removed him from the stream. I can't take it. We've been trying to get straight answers, and we've been at it an hour and a half now, and I have not. I mean, and I get it, you know, I can see his level of frustration too, because his level of frustration is he's got everybody talking to him at the same time, and he's trying to answer a question, but when he's getting a direct question about this, I asked him, what statistics are you deciding? And he's, well, you have to understand there's rich people. What the heck? I think it's a simple question, and it causes people to lose, you know, when you try to apply the rules of logic and you try to engage people in discussion, I want to do that. But if you're not going to, here's what he was saying about the verse that Chris had brought up, Surah 2:223, where husbands are allowed to plow their wives as a tilth. Well, if he would read the gospel, Christ teaches us that husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church, meaning that we should be willing to die for the church, not rape our wives. If you want to talk about how we treat our neighbors versus 9:29, fight those who do not believe in Allah or the last day, make them feel humbled and subdued, have them pay the jizya, where Jesus tells us to love our neighbors and pray for our enemies. That's in Mark 12. He tells us to love your neighbors. And if you want to look at how we are supposed to view our enemies, those people who are the worst of creatures, according to Quran 98:6, Christ tells us to love our enemies and pray for them who persecute you. So when he starts talking about, you know, Islam is the cure for all of the world's ills, he's not reading the gospel. He does not. And Connie, God bless you for trying to, you know, get through to him and show him that, look, we're trying to convince you. We're trying to just at least show you what the gospel message was. And every time we brought up the gospel message, well, America's evil. Well, that's, you know, and it's just like you cannot communicate. Thank you, Pierce. This is, love your wives and do not be harsh with them compared to go into them and plow them it's maddening. And I'm sorry. And Muji, if you're watching this, and you probably watch this after, you know, the tail end of this, and I'm sorry, but it's just not being productive. If you're not going to engage in conversation and on topic, and I hate saying this. No, I don't hate saying this. I'm not saying that, but I can see the level of frustration that Kenny Bomer had on his show when he had Muji in there trying to gauge with Chris in this debate. because he just he's talking a million. He's what he's doing is he's inventing Mujislam is what he's doing. This form of Islam where you can disregard Surah 2, verse 223, because it's not applicable for today. Because if you go in and we call that spousal rape? Is that in most countries where you can be convicted for raping your spouse?
Yep.
Okay. Well, and that's the thing. He goes, well, that's not applicable today. Well, if it's not applicable today, what you're doing is then you're turning around and saying that man, because of cultural and societal norms, is saying that Allah is wrong, and you're
also wants to be like his own subjective abrogation.
But he did. But there was no abrogation, though. When you tried.
But he's actually making the Quran a modern. He's taking the verses he doesn't like out of the Quran for today.
Right. You're exactly right. He's only applying those verses that he likes, and it's just so hard to have a conversation. You want Muji to be right. I mean, the heart of me wants him to be right. Yeah, I want that to be true. But the fact is that it's not. And anywhere that we look where the Islamic law is practiced, just like was it you, Rad, that brought that up, that said, show me one place where this has worked out? And it hasn't.
Actually, that was Chris. I heard that.
Oh, that's Chris. Okay.
But that's a common thing. 1,400 years, it hasn't been. It's always going to be. Just like, seriously, I have talked to Muslims who were al-Qaeda supporters, who left al-Qaeda to support ISIS, and they have said that ISIS is closer to true Islam than al-Qaeda, and they would say that they were moderate Muslims at the same time, okay? This dude, Majir, whatever his name is, my advice to him is, dude, leave Islam, yes, come to Christ, obviously, but you got to come to Christ for different reasons than what you're spouting, what you're looking for. What he is looking for, he's looking for in Marxism. He's looking for in communism.
That's what it was.
Go ahead and find that, okay? But I am seriously, you guys know this. If he keeps spouting this stuff on the internet, okay, he is going to be totally and completely dragged through the mud, threatening everything. And I would say he lives in Sweden. Sweden has a very high population of serious jihadi Muslims. There was just another attack, two or three days ago, I believe. You know what I mean? Okay? So there's a high possibility he would be killed, not by Christians, obviously, but by real Muslims who would say, no, you can't spout this stuff.
I had a guy in church ask me this morning, because I told him what the topic of the show was today, and he says, are you going to ask, and I forgot to ask him, are you going to ask him why they were selling out of hair dye in Sweden, because women are trying to color their hair so they wouldn't get raped on the streets because they're blonde.
Oh, right.
At the beginning of the show, when we were prior to the show and we went live, I had asked him to try to fix the sound because I could not understand what he's saying. It just doesn't come clear to me. When I asked him about where we could find this type of Islam that he's espousing, where we can ignore certain verses of the Quran, where is that practice? Did he give an answer for that? Did he say where? Because he started talking and I couldn't understand what he was saying. Did he mention any type of sect or group?
Do you remember what the timestamp was on that?
He went into politics. It's based on politics. So he's saying, Eric, it's based on man. On man. That totes, of course, the Quran. But he won't talk about the Quran, and we're showing him what's bad thing. One thing it says in it, and he turns a blind eye. So he's double-minded. He's saying man's going to do it through politics. That's how my ex-husband was. He was like a Sunni politician, yes.
I remember he said, I heard him say a couple times. He said, no, he actually said on the Kenny Bomer thing, his interaction with Chris, he actually said, okay, you can go look at it. His aunt or something is calling him saying, yes, we've overthrown the dictator. I think he's talking about Assad. And he said, no, you can't. Only his aunt said only Allah will overthrow the dictator. And he said, no, you can't. You only Allah can't do anything. We have to do it. Like, whoa. Kenny kind of butted in on that, okay? His whole thing. refugee, clearly. Fleeing Islam, or the U.S. bomb. Either way, I don't know where he's from. But definitely, more than likely, fleeing Islam and coming west and saying, no, I have the real Islam. And which has nothing to do with actual...
Well, that's akin to saying, you know, we should try communism or socialism because it was... And then ask, where can you give us an example of where this is practiced throughout history and that's worked? And you can't ever get that answer because it's never worked. And this is the same thing, I think, with Islam, why he wouldn't give us an answer. He couldn't, you know, and I get it. It's hard to follow a faith that has all of these things in it, and your prophet has done all of the things that he did, and you tried to defend it, and, you know, it was just so frustrating trying to talk to this guy today.
Eric, remember I asked you what is the most depressing verse in the Bible? I've been contemplating on this verse. Do any of you guys know what is the most depressing verse in the Bible?
Everything is new under the sun, exactly.
There's nothing new under the sun. Everything has been done. And I've been contemplating a lot on this. So I've been seeing a lot of correlations through history. But one thing, you know, that I realized, yeah, everything has been done under the sun except for one thing. And that is God becoming man. Okay, that is unique. That never happened. And dying on the cross and being raised from the dead. Unique experience. Not only that, it will never happen again either. Do you see what I'm saying? That is kind of the thing that is most uplifting. I mean, if you think about the most depressing thing, no matter what you've done, no matter what you do, you're not going to create anything new. But yet God introduces this unique new thing that saves you from what he was preaching against. You know what I mean? Not that it's going to save you from poverty. Not that it's going to save you from all these miserable things. True, there are latent functions of being a Christian. Christians are the most generous. Christians are the most, you know what I mean, the most missionaries and things like that, okay? All right? That is plain and simple from the data. But no, as Chris said, Chris pointed out, I believe, because I heard him, you know, no, it saves you from the wrath of God, your sin, okay, the just punishment. And that is a unique thing, and that's why, I don't know, like I said, I've been contemplating that verse a lot lately, and that's where it's kind of led me to on this.
Can I make a couple points? Okay, so where he was reading, you know, very invasive, trying to muddy the waters and, you know, just basically conflate different issues. That's the same way he reasoned with Chris. Why do we expect him to do anything different when he comes in front of analyzers? That's one. Two, you mentioned that Bomer was frustrated with it, but he seems to be trying to create his own version of Islam. I put it to you that Bomer does the same thing. He creates his own PC-like type of Islam that everybody can think it's a nice thing and so on.
Kenny Slam.
Exactly. Kenny Slam. Okay, I'm going to say that. So I mean, there's really no one that they are creating. What's happening, my friends, is that they're basically lying. They are not intellectually honest. They are not focusing on what their scripture really says. And if you have people who are not intellectually honest to what their own scriptures say, then what are you going to find? You'll always have the frustration dealing with them. That's what all I have to say. You said their things will not be the truth.
Because what I found so frustrating is that he was stating, basically, that Satan was more, he was more powerful than Allah. Because he was saying that Satan did this, or Satan did. He didn't say Allah did that, or Allah kind of. But Allah has no power. He was along the line because I know there's no concept of original sin. I mean, if you look at Christianity, if you look at, say, something like the Welsh Revival, or say the Scottish Hebrides Revival, where Christianity was truly in its place, where you saw people that were truly saved from, like truly saved Christians, that were actually giving back stuff that they'd stolen, or just kind of, but there was no need for law courts. The actual police didn't have anything to do with the society, the actual, the actual Christianity produces throughout history. I mean, you look at Jonathan Edwards' revival in the 1700s. You can see from the society, if Jesus is truly kind of present in the actual society, you don't have that in Islam. He's a former Muslim who's from Iran, which is like an Islamic country, and he's in Sweden. He's hiding. Why not suddenly go back to Sweden? Why not still in Sweden? Sweden. I mean, it's like.
Well, remember, he's in Sweden. He is actually in a socialist country. Well,
yes.
not really socialist. They're a capitalist country, but they've chosen deliberately to spend their wealth on social projects. And now they're like, yeah, we probably should be doing
this. They're headed to be a third world country in about 10 years because of their welfare state. That's what all the articles say and the economic studies say, is that their form of government and their welfare state is just not sustainable, and the strain that Islamic immigration is placing on them is causing that. I wanted to this is where I think because I just jotted down a couple notes here as far as trying to converse with him and trying to reconcile some of these things that he was saying. He was saying that the Quran is from God. And then he was saying that Muhammad is his last prophet, therefore there's not going to be any other revelation from God. But yet, when Chris pointed out, chapter 2, verse 223, that is an immoral verse, then what he's trying to do is he's trying to change the word of God. And when you and then saying that he's not, I mean that's a direct violation of the laws of logic. Saying one thing is one thing, and then saying the complete opposite about it. It's the word of God. It's the final word of God, but yet I'm changing it. That's maddening. That maybe I don't want to say he has mental issues or something.
You can tell in his eyes. You know, in his eyes when people were talking, his eyes would shift to left to right, like he was just trying to focus on what his brain was only choosing to believe, and that's all. It was his eyes. Go back and watch that. I stared at him. It's like, man, this guy is, he is fighting the warfare inside of his soul.
Well, we definitely need to play. Go ahead, Dio. I'm sorry. You haven't said anything all day, and we're always welcome here at the show. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, the silent one is speaking. I agree with Brother George that we shouldn't have expected anything more out of them.
Right. Yeah.
I heard somebody. I forget what's his name. He was just speaking.
Dominic.
Dominic. Yeah. Dominic said that there's no concept of original sin.
Mm-hmm.
In Islam, but that's just what they say. I mean, I beg to differ when it comes to the Quran. If you could post Surah 12, I believe, Ayah 53.
12:53, 12:53 coming up. 12:57, come on, Kaffir. 5:57, there we go, 53.
Proud.
There we go. And I do not acquit myself. Indeed, the soul is a persistent joiner of evil, except those upon which my Lord has mercy. My Lord, forgiving and merciful. Is that it?
Now, this is Joseph speaking. Mm-hmm. What version was that?
That's Sahih. You want Pictal? I do not exculpate myself, low humans. There we go. That's what I've said. Maybe not. Lo, the human soul enjoineth unto evil, save that whereon my Lord hath mercy. Lo, my Lord is forgiving and merciful.
Give me another one.
I do not declare myself free. Most surely man's self is wont to command. Here's Yusuf Ali. Nor do I absolve myself of blame. The human soul is certainly prone to evil, unless my Lord do bestow his mercy. Moshe Khan. Moshe Khan's really good.
Human soul is prone to evil.
Mm-hmm. Moshe Khan says inclined to evil. Yeah.
That what? Or Allah?
except that my Lord bestows his mercy.
Okay. So if Allah doesn't bestow his mercy, the human heart is just inclined to evil. Sounds like the evil inclination that we see in chapter 6 of Genesis and what David spoke about in Psalm 51:5, that, you know, I was sinful from conception. There
right.
was no point within my life that I was without sin. So I do believe that the concept of original sin is taught in the Quran. Also, you have the sons of Adam who are born outside of paradise. You ask them why that is, they can't answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously humanity or the descendants of Adam and Eve were punished for their original sin. So I think the conversation would have been a little bit more fruitful. But I think we've been at this like twice before on the show trying to get a Muslim. I think we even had Kenny Wilmer on one time to explain to us why it was necessary for Jews and Christians to accept Islam. And he never even used the Quran. So I don't believe that there's a doctrine of salvation in the Quran. And it's obvious, you know, by their responses and their lack of the utilization of the Quran to make their point.
Well, the easiest...
Also,
go ahead.
There's probably that also is probably a reason why you don't see Muslim street preachers like you see Christian street preachers, because we have a meta-narrative. We have a salvific message that we can start, you know, from biblical anthropology, that man is created in the image of God. Therefore, things like holiness and righteousness are necessitated by us imaging God, right? They don't have a message of salvation.
Yeah,
Then I think a lot of people make a big deal about the denial of Jesus's death by crucifixion. What's even more telling, besides that, is that you have a reiteration of the Exodus 27 times in the Quran, and not once is the most important aspect about the Exodus ever mentioned, which is the Passover.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
So the whole blood sacrifice concept is just rejected in Islam. So there's absolutely no salvation.
And
Leviticus 17:11 says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission.
Right.
So he gave the blood.
And we talked about that that there's no salvific atonement in Islam before. Go ahead, George. What were you going to say?
Yeah, just two quick points. You mentioned Bomer, and the last question I had with him about two weeks ago, this issue of 9:29 came up, where I showed him that it's an unjust verse, but it's teaching evil towards Christians. His response to me was essentially, I didn't understand what he's saying. It specifically says, fight the Christian. But he says, I don't understand what it means. So I'm just saying that these people are not intellectually
Well, that's what we would actually find in Isaiah 29, not 12, 13, the following verses, because they always like to point to Isaiah 29:12 says that man is illiterate, so that's got to be Muhammad. Well, the guy right after him says he doesn't understand what it means, you know, so which one are you going to be? And
yeah.
the thing that I wanted to say about original sin.
Muji mentioned about talking about Satan deceiving people, tricking people. What I wanted to get him to see is that the Quran identifies Allah as the deceiver. And I posted some verses in the chat that specifically says that Allah deceives people. And there are actually hadith that says, look, if everyone was sinless, Allah would create people who would. So, it can't be any clearer. The deceiver that he, Muji, is against.
What was the point he was trying to make? Do you know what the point he was trying to make with that? I had no idea what he was, what point he was. I could, like I said, I can only understand like one of three words that he was saying because the sound is, I can't hear, which is kind of bad for somebody who's like a radio host like this. But I go ahead, Dominic.
Lecturing on the whole aspect of the genetic fallacy. Like the whole of his argument could be destroyed by the genetic fallacy. Because you're not he was just dealing with aspects of the politics of stuff. He wasn't dealing with the aspects of epistemology or ontology. He wasn't dealing with the subject of what the Quran actually teaches. So when we were actually referring to Quranic verses, so when we were actually dealing with the aspect of what Satan is or what this is, he was refusing to answer those kinds of questions. It was more like he was trying to use the aspect of politics, which you can simply defy to the genetic fallacy.
Well, that's what he was doing. He was appealing, okay, to basically Marxism, socialism, railing against capitalism, United States of America, or whatever, because, I don't know, everybody says he's from all over the world. I think he's from Syria, and he got bombed out. You know what I mean? I don't know. Okay, so he don't like Americans so much. I get that. I mean, if America was dropping bombs on my house, I would not be happy with it. You know what I mean? Anyway, but point being, yeah, you're absolutely right. He is arguing specifically on a socialist thing that we can make a paradise if we just basically his argument. Seriously, he said in one of his debate with Chris over and over again, on Hajj, everybody wears same clothes. We walk around the stone together. You see, that's unity and equity. We are all equal. You're wearing the same clothes a week out of the year, if that. Walk around the stone. And then, you know what I mean? And then somehow that makes the world all better? Or are we to do that every day? Just, I mean, seriously, put on the same clothes with no underwear and walk around a black stone every day, okay? For the rest of our lives, and somehow, yeah, we'll be all equitable real quick as we all starve to death. You know, it's that simple.
Okay.
Well, we shouldn't espouse either about a better world because you know that's a denial of God's eschatological program. I mean, this world is going to eventuate into a dystopia. And there's nothing that we're going to be able to do about it. So
that's
where the gospel message becomes important.
Have you not been paying attention? We are already at that point of the dystopia. Okay, we entered that probably a couple of years ago. I'm just saying. Okay.
I think we entered that with Jesus' resurrection.
The dystopia.
I think we entered the last days at that time.
I definitely agree with that. But I would say that the immediate facts, the realization that this is really happening, is just started probably about 2 years. I mean, the definite break where it's kind of like we're not on the slippery slope anymore. We're actually at the end of that slope. You know what I mean? And now we're approaching the cliff. You know what I mean? And we can only hope for just a few more years of grace at best. I mean, each generation is going to have to hope that. You know what I mean? But the difference is, in his thing, is he's saying that he can make it. You know, if everybody wears the same clothes, everybody dances around the rock or whatever. But with the Christian worldview is, no. He can only do that. Well, no, we can't do that. God will do that. And the way he will do that is because we're going to actually destroy everything, and he's going to finish off the destruction and then make us a new realm, if you will, where we actually live the way we were supposed to live for his glory. Does that make sense? That's my eschatology on that. Exactly. Yeah. It's going. I mean, seriously. But the old must be destroyed. Thank you. You know. I mean, seriously. It's like okay. And then we will be remade. Okay. The whole
What I'm saying is the contrast, the Christian contrast,
exactly,
to his message, to their message, or anybody that believes in in this so-called Islamic utopian society is the very opposite of that. You believe you can make it better. We believe it's not going to get better. That's why.
Exactly.
That's why you need to get a hold of this blood of Christ, man. No.
Exactly.
So, but anyway.
I'm sorry. That's why I don't get the whole COVID thing. Okay? I am sorry. You just destroyed the world because you wanted to live a few more days. I'm sorry. I don't understand that concept. You know what I mean? It's like you made a deal with the devil. Why is that not you or anybody here? But I'm just saying that's kind of the thing that I'm getting from these politicians. Like, we're going to keep you safe. You know, we can protect you. Just stay at home and don't do anything and don't work. And you know what I mean? It's like, no, what? No. You know? Anyway.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and wrap it up and call it a wrap. Thank you, everybody, for coming that was here, even if you were only here for a little bit. People in the chat, again, thank you, everybody, for coming. I've seen some great comments in there. Some of them, I think RN put it there, or we started talking about IQs in Islamic countries. That's kind of... I remember my show promoter, Cal Fritzy, did a whole show about that one night, and I was listening to it when I was running, and I couldn't stop laughing. I didn't get a very good run in because I was laughing so hard. Next week, we're going to switch things up a little bit. I'll be getting with everybody. I'll be posting it on Facebook on how we're going to do that. The whole purpose of the show is to engage Muslims and in a dialogue that is both respectful and courteous, but at the same time, when you get people, and I get it, you know, when you get people like Moji that do not engage, you know, I'm thinking that maybe I should have just pulled the plug at 10 minutes, because you could clearly see that, you're exactly right, Mom, she had a way with words. I could clearly see at that time that he was just going to do the same thing on this show as what he did on Kenny's, and that's my fight. I take full responsibility for that. But again,
It's all your fault.
I know. And you can go ahead and dock my pay for this. God bless everybody. I appreciate you so much for spending your Sunday afternoons here, because this is a lot of fun, and I think it does do some good. We get a lot of views, the number of views that we're getting on Facebook and on YouTube are increasing. So the word is getting out there, and I think the more that the masses are educated about what is taught in that little green book and what is promulgated throughout the world because of that, the better. So God bless you, and we'll see you all next week on the Cross and the Crescent discussion group.
God bless.
All right, we'll see you all. My peeps over here on Blog Talk Radio, have a great day.